Trump 2.0, as we like to call it here, it's something that comes with a mixed bag for Africa in terms of expectations and outcomes. For example, his America First policy means that interest and commitments to other countries are secondary to those of the U.S. So it means that relations are going to be based on how they would benefit the U.S. transactional approach to foreign policy that Trump has. So this is going to affect Africa in many ways. For instance, when you talk about the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, the AGOA, it will be something that Trump will use, if at all he keeps it, it will be something we will use transactionally as a political tool to leverage American interests or force American interests out of African actors, as the case may be.
You talk about President Trump's America First policy, but there's an understanding and a growing urgency in Washington of China's influence on the African continent. Do you think this might force the hand of the new administration?
It will, because Trump is very knowledgeable about the threat that China poses to America's hegemony in the world. And it will be a question of whether he values that strategic thinking and need to contain China in Africa much more than his personal idiosyncrasies and feelings about particular African countries. So, for instance, we know that he would not like South Africa very much for the kind of stance it has taken against Israel, which is a major American ally. And of course, with the understanding now that if Israel is found guilty of genocide, nothing is going to stop other countries of the world for asking the ICJ about America's role in the genocide, considering that America is actually financing that war militarily. So Trump can therefore want to try and force South Africa's hands in many ways. But the only restraint, and maybe that's a positive for Africa and South Africa in this context, would be the fact that South Africa is a gateway country to Africa, and South Africa can be a useful country in helping to contain especially China's influence in the continent.
Militarily, and of course in the war against terror, some African countries, especially in the West African subregion, are cooling towards their relationship with the United States. How do you think President Trump will navigate this?
You will recall that in his first term, he did support Nigeria, for example, with military hardware supplies to help to contain the Boko Haram threat. So you would think that he's very interested in that. During his first term, the U.S. maintained a robust counterterrorism presence in Africa and actually targeted not just West Africa, but also the Sahel and the Horn of Africa. So we could see in his second term an increased military support for counterterrorism initiatives. So we know that he has that history of wanting to support anything that's against terrorism. But with respect to these other countries, the ones that have formed the Alliance of Sahel States, one, it will be a mixed bag because, again, like I said, Trump is unpredictable. He seems to like dictators. I think he would eventually understand that America can't simply force its way through to get what it wants done in any region of the world at any time it wants it.